You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
Episode of EPN is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
This is Dan Waldschmidt here on EPN with Edgy Conversations. Success always comes to those standing closest to the edge of explosion. You just can't help it. If you're close to where huge opportunity explodes, you get caught up in the inferno of massive, mind-blowing success. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, what your job title might be, or how much education you have. Frankly, it doesn't even matter what you think of as success. If you're standing next to opportunity when it explodes, you'll be part of something so special and amazing that you're likely to never be the same ever again, and in all the best of ways. Part timing, part patience, it's part preparation. Getting to the edge of explosion is no easy task. Staying there can be even harder. And it's no wonder. There is nothing you can do to put yourself at the edge of explosion. Nothing. You can't buy your way there. You can't educate your way there. You can't bully, banter, or barter your way there. It requires something more. It requires you to be. And that's not a secret formula or a set of get-rich-quick steps that you can easily follow. It requires doing, yes, but doing as the result of who you are, not doing to define who you should be. You do because you are, not to be. It's a fundamental quality of highly effective people, companies, and ideas. They focus on being amazing, not just doing amazing things. Being disciplined, not just doing disciplined things. Being giving, not just giving as an activity. Being extreme, not just doing extreme things. And being takes all the hard work out of figuring out what to do. And that is most of the battle around being truly effective. So if being at the edge of explosion is where you'll find yourself most effective, most powerful, why aren't more of us working to put ourselves there? Why aren't we focused on being edgy? One, doing looks about the same. For a lot of the time, doing and being look a lot alike. In fact, doing actually looks a heck of a lot more productive. The classic example of this is timing when we leave the office to be a few minutes after the boss. Ever catch yourself doing that? We don't need to be at the office. We aren't doing anything productive. But hanging around makes us look like highly productive people. Sometimes we even fool ourselves into thinking that we really need to be there doing that. It's easier to do than be. It's easier to appear being productive than rejecting the social pressure to hang out. It takes emotional guts. And that, frankly, is a rarity among pretenders. What you really start to notice is that the more audacious and amazing you set your goals to be, the less you need to do, the more you need to be, and the wider the gap really is between each of those. Two, fear and pain distract us. Time and money aren't the big things in life. It's pain and fear and loss that stop us from finding the edge of explosion. We fear failure. We fear rejection. We fear being exposed for who we really are. And that fear distracts us from being amazing people. And not just fear, it's pain. It's the fear of past regrets, being transparent, attempting to care, exhaustion, having discipline. It hurts us. We hurt and we flinch. And in that moment, in spite of our logic, our reasons, our explanations, we begin to move away from the very edge of explosion. Our desire for comfort, for relief, for the moment of pain to be done, robs us of our will to achieve outrageous success. Three, it's lonely and we want validation. It's lonely at the top. It's lonely all by yourself. It's lonely when logic, facts, and social pressures position themselves against the dreams you want to create for yourself. The crowd is long gone. The applauding is over. The passion of the moment has passed. You are left with your will to persist. That is all. And the truth is, What you really want is to feel like where you're headed is a place where you really want to be. You crave that validation. You can deal with the pain and the fear and the loss as long as there's someone cheering you on. And so when the crowd turns and heads toward comfort, away from the edge of outrageous success, every part of our being demands that we follow. Sometimes it's even our closest friends and family who lead us away from the edge. A mentor, a minister, a mission. And so, step by step, we back away from everything that we could do and become the person that everyone around us thinks that we should be. We step back from the edge of explosion. It's time to be edgy. It's time to focus on something different. Maybe the old mantras of strategy and process and critique are less important than you taking responsibility for being the type of person that is ready and willing and expecting to explode when an opportunity appears. Maybe you need to be at the edge of explosion. Everything you are will put you at the edge of explosion. And when that explosion of opportunity happens, you'll be the best prepared to realize amazing success. This is Daniel Waldschmidt, and we've been having an edgy conversation. This is Dan Waldschmidt. Join us next time for another edgy conversation, right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
The E-Podcast Network. Supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.